To the glory of God, we want to look at what the Holy Spirit has given us this morning to look into, which has been entitled, Only Believe, All Things Are Possible. Shout hallelujah. Say to your friend, say my friend, only believe, for all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen. Beloved, from the very beginning, there was nothing like fear. There was nothing like fear at all. Amen. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, both of them were put in that beautiful garden called Eden. Amen. And God lavished them with his abundance of peace, joy, provisions, and also his presence, which is glow, that is the glory of God, covered them both. They were full of life and covered with the glory of the living God. They never enjoyed it for long when the enemy struck. Open your Bible with me to the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, and I read from verse 1 to 6. Chapter 3. Are we there? If you are there, let's say yes.
Yes.
I'm there too. So let's go. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, you can underline that point in your Bible. Had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. On the night, neither shall ye touch it. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Verse 5. For God doth know that in the days ye eat thereof, there your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and did eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We're reading about the account of our first parents. Amen. Serpent was a very subtle animal. Before then, all those animals, they were not harmful at all. Adam and Eve, they were there. All the animals, they were all playing together. There was nothing like fear. Praise the Lord. What devil did was to cast doubt on God's word and his love. That was why he pronounced that statement, yea, and God said. Had God said, that was it. Was trying to cast out doubts on God's word and his love. Satan was just trying to suggest that God was keeping something back from them. As God said, meaning that this God that you claim to love you, is trying to keep something, as he said it, was just trying, what was doing, was trying to tell them to look, for them to believe, to feel that God was keeping something from them, so that they may be able to call his love into question. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can see the account of Eve again. Eve tampered with God's word in that verse 2 and 3. He tampered with God's word. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruits. He started. She was now even the one telling them the location, telling Satan the location of that tree. What are we talking about? We don't divulge information to the enemy. Eve divulged all the information to their enemy, the subtle enemy. And not only that, Eve also added to God's word. God never said, neither shall ye touch it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, God even said we should not touch it, and God never said so. Praise the Lord. That was when Satan said, okay, I think I cannot go further. It's just for Satan to see one step so that he can move further. I pray for somebody here today. Any legal ground of the enemy in your life that is making him to further affliction in your life, I decree to be wiped up by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So that Genesis 2, he was saying, as God, he was tampering with the word of God and was telling the enemy everything. When you look into Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, she added, neither shall he touch. By adding this word, she made it appear as though God was unreasonable in his demand. Praise the Lord. It's just as, God, it means for us not to touch this thing. It seems unreasonable on your demand. We should touch everything. Why should you demand us that we shouldn't touch this one? Praise the Lord. So that was when Satan had decided that, okay, I want to go ahead and contradict the word. And straight away, Eve succumbed to the temptation. Amen. I tell you, beloved, temptation is not a sin. Not until when somebody has yielded his life into temptation. After all, Jesus Christ was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. When he finished 40 days fasting and prayer. Praise the Lord. So if the devil can decide to go to our Lord, you should know that it's a serious matter. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes and pray this prayer. Say, every attempt of the devil to suffocate my faith, die by the blood of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Immediately, both of them now became conscious. When they succumbed to this temptation, they became conscious of their sin. Their consciousness were awakened, and instantly their conscience began to accuse them to themselves. At that very moment, they said, okay, what are we going to do? Quickly, they now went, they want to cover their sins. Just as most of us, everyone want to cover our sins. Praise the Lord. They instantly, what did they do? They instantly went and sow fig trees to cover their nakedness. Because immediately they disobeyed God, the glory of God departed. And they now saw their nakedness. So this is how they realized they were naked. Because the glory of God that had been covering them was shifted away. I pray, any power that wants to remove the glory of God in your life shall die. Amen. They shall die. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God has not even entered into the picture. God has not even come down to see them before they realize that they were sinners. Praise the Lord. What happened thereafter? Two spirits possessed them. What are these two spirits? They are spirits of pollution. They have been defiled and guilt. Two spirits possessed them immediately. It possessed their soul because it is the compartment of the soul that sinneth. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says the soul that sinneth shall die. So quickly they went to help themselves and cover these guilt. They seek for the fig tree. Praise the Lord. Amen. So beloved, you can see the inherent tendency of man always trying to cover up the result of sin through our self-righteousness. However, God did not stop them. God called them. So God happened to be the first evangelist. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God did not say, they disobeyed me. Let me fold my hand. God went out again. God said, where are thou? So where are thou seeking after them? Praise the Lord. And we said something. They said, we heard your voice. We heard your voice. And we hid ourselves because we are naked. God said, who told you you were naked? Fear gripped them. That was the most terrible spirit. They went into hiding because they were afraid. When they heard the voice of the Lord, the Bible said the voice of the Lord thundereth. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord passeth upon the waters. Because they have seen the voice alone, they quickly went and took themselves and hid themselves. The question is, where can somebody hide that the ever knowing and ever seeing eye will not see them? In that small garden, that the Almighty eyes will not see them. However, what happened? What do I want to bring out of that? That was the origin of fear. Fear was never in existence. It was then fear entered. Close your eyes and pray this prayer. Say, every damage that fear has done unto my breakthroughs, be healed by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
In our name, amen.
Amen.
Let's see the book of Mark. We're going to read Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Mark chapter 5. We are reading verse 36. Praise the Lord. Or to put it on a more proper context, let's start from 34 so that we can understand very well. And I read from here, Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Praise the Lord. Are we there? And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. That was the account of the woman with the issue of blood touching Jesus. But before then, Jairus' daughter was dead, and they have already sent somebody to Jesus. When he was coming is when another miracle, when that woman touched her clothes. So let's move on now. While he spake, that's verse 35, there came from the ruler of a synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. Let's look at another one this again to join it together. Mark chapter 9 again. Mark chapter 9. The same Mark. I want to take it from verse 14. Mark chapter 9, verse 14. Praise the Lord. I read from verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and his scribe questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribe, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he had taken him, he tearing him and foment and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Verse 19. He answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Verse 20. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit led him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. Verse 21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oftentimes that cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do things, have compassion on us and help us. God is going to help somebody in this one. You are receiving God's help. And verse 23, this is where we are going. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's see for 34. And certainly the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Somebody needs to pray that prayer this morning. You are going to close your eyes. Amen. I don't know who the Lord has sent me to. You have been saying in your heart, I've prayed all the prayers I needed to pray. I've been doing 70 days fasting and prayer. I'm yet to receive what is going on with my life. And already your faith is dwindling. That's why God has sent me to you this morning. You are going to pray the same prayer. Say, my Father.
My Father.
My Father. My Father. God is your Father. You call him louder. Say, my Father.
My Father.
My Father.
My Father.
My Father. I am here this morning. Help my unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, beloved. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Very well.
My Father, I am here.
Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, Lord.
I am here this morning. Help my unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And this one receive is deliverance. You shall receive your deliverance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. This is a ruler, a whole ruler, yet fear can still grip his mind. What are we talking about? This spirit does not have regard for anybody. As long as you make your life available, the spirit will enter. I pray the blood of Jesus will seal every entrance of the spirit of fear into anyone's life this morning.
Amen.
I decree that as from today, fear will fear you.
Amen.
Say fear.
Fear.
Hear me now.
Fear
me by fire. Fear me. Open your mouth and say, fear. Fear me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, there are so many spirits that loves to enter into the heart, to reside in the heart of man. Praise the Lord. So many evil spirits loves to go there. Why? Because that place, their heart, God needs your heart. With your heart, you believe. The same thing Satan wants that heart. That's why God said, Son, give me your heart. Because the Word became flesh and dwell among us. He has to dwell in your heart. Praise the Lord. So meaning that if your heart is purged, the Lord of hosts begins to reside inside of you. Praise the Lord. And when God lives in your heart, where is that evil thought or whatever coming in? Today, somebody shall receive your great deliverance.
Amen.
We have so many spirits that always battle with the heart of man, like the spirit of suicide. We have so many of them, depression, makes people to hang their head, telling you that God is not real. That maybe God has gone on holiday. God hates you. That's why he's not answering your prayers. Some people will tell them, they say, God hates them. If God is real, where is he? Praise the Lord. Amen. We have the spirit of deception, bitterness, condemnation. Some people is self-condemnation. Even the sins that God has forgiven them, they still went ahead and begin to condemn themselves. I pray that you shall receive healing today.
Amen.
We have the spirit of insecurity, insanity, confusion. Mention them. A lot of them, greed, pride, rebellion, all of them to possess the heart of man. I pray the fire of the Holy Ghost to enter into the heart of everyone here.
Amen.
And kick out every stranger in that heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, beloved, fear, that spirit is the most deadliest weapon in the hand of the enemy. Fear was mentioned in the Bible 365 times. Praise the 366 times, sorry. Which means the enemy has apportioned fear into every day. Praise the Lord. So it's fear. Amen. But when you look at the word faith, that one is mentioned 150 times. Fear has been programmed into every day. Whatever is making you to be afraid, today you shall overcome it.
Amen.
You shall overcome it.
Amen.
You shall overcome it in the name of Jesus. To some people, beloved, it is the fear of what to eat. What to eat, what to drink, forgetting that God is our provider. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He feeds, if God can feed the birds of the air freely, why will he not feed man that he loved most and died for? After all, Jesus calls us friend in the book of John chapter 15, verse 15. Yes, he said, yeah, I no longer call you servant. But what? He said, you are my friend. Amen. And what is it that a friend will do that he has not done? Praise the Lord. A friend like him, he has done everything. So some people, it's the fear of unknown. The fear of unknown. The fear of tomorrow. Why don't you leave tomorrow for him to handle? The Bible says the evil of the day is enough. Every evil program inside the day shall not locate you anywhere but your family. In the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us, it says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Because it's only God that knows the future. He has his future. He has your future in his hand. That's why it is in him that we are. It's only in Jesus we have hope and better future. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in Jesus' name we shall meet our one. We get there in Jesus' name. Amen. If only we can believe in him. Galatians chapter 3 verse 22 says, Galatians chapter 3 verse 22 says, but the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Every promise of God is for his children. One thing about God is that God always fulfills his promises. Praise the Lord. Last week we heard about the incomparable God. Yes, God fulfills every promise. It's not possible for God to lie. Amen. Because God is God, your problem is not new to him. You should understand what you are passing through is not new to God at all. Amen. Amen. And it's not, it appears, what appears at your battlefront when you think everything is over. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the hope and everything is lost, then you see God emerging, just appearing as the King of Kings, because he's the only one that has solution, is it, to your problem. And we do it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You've been praying, I'll be praying. I'm assuring you in the name of Jesus that no prayer that you pray that God does not answer. Amen. Prayer is not wasted. Prayer goes to the storeroom of God Almighty. Most of the prayers you are praying now, you are praying it for 4 generations of yours. If Jesus tarries in his coming, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And besides, he has promised to answer every prayer. He said, when you pray in my name, he said, when you pray anything you ask in my name, he said, Father will give it unto us. Because his name is miracle personified. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In his name, there's nothing that is not in the name of Jesus. Healing is there. Praise the Lord. Prosperity is there. You must understand that there's no mountain too hard for God to climb. And there's no situation too hard for God to resolve. Praise the Lord. It is when man has come to their wit's ends, you see God appearing. God is appearing because of you this morning.
Amen.
If that person shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you thinking, I'm getting old? Who told you? Who says you are getting old? Praise the Lord. God calls us little children. You are not old. God is able to rewind and to fast forward. He's able to make all those organs of yours. He's ready to make it whole again. Maybe you are looking, you are 50. Praise the Lord. Look at Sarah. Sarah was 99. Yet he carried that baby. I believe God is talking to somebody here. All the organs, God can change it. Amen. Because he's the creator. Shout hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to close your eyes and pray this prayer. Say, my long expected miracles.
I welcome you to them.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, I welcome you. Yes, I welcome you today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, the opposite of believing is unbelief. Or you put it on a more proper context, doubt. But the Bible has it. He calls anyone that has that is nurturing unbelief, he calls that person a double-minded person. And you see that one in the book of James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verses 5 to 8. What did he say? He said, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you lack anything, he said, let him ask God that give it to man liberally. Praise the Lord. What did he say? Aha. And what did he say, John, as well? He said, it shall be given to you. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind to the sea. Praise the Lord. So anyone that doubts, the Bible says it's just like the wave of the sea. God hates he hates people that doubt because you belittle him. It happened when the children of God, when they were supposed to take the possession, when the spies went out, some came back. 10 of them said, they were like grasshoppers. They doubted. They said, no, we can't take it. We can't. Praise the Lord. They even said they were like grasshoppers. God said, okay, indirectly you are calling me grasshopper because I created you your own image. And I tell you, none of you, all of you will come out of that wilderness. All of you will die there. It's only your children, those are children that I make them to come out of that wilderness. And it was so. God cannot speak and it won't come to pass. He said, the words that I speak, not one or jot of my word will return back to me for it without accomplishing it. You are going to pray like this. Say, my Father, every word you have given unto me to move my life forward, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jesus himself could not perform much miracles in his place of nativity, where he was born. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, they were saying, is this not the carpenter's son? Is his mother name not Mary? What about the brother? Are they not the Joseph? We know him. Up to today, when you meet a Jew, if you want to just talk to them about it, they tell you that he was my cousin. Praise the Lord. Because they are still waiting for Jesus. They said they are still waiting for him. What are they talking about? Because they concluded and said, if he's the Messiah, he cannot be born in a manger. Praise the Lord. He can't be born in a manger. They don't understand. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God still loves them and he has promised to gather them together. And the prophecy has been unfolded already in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So the word of God says in Matthew again 17 verse 20 that if you have faith as well as grain of mustard seed, he said, we command mountain to be removed and mountain shall do what? We hear you and shall go into the sea. Praise the Lord. Mountains are problems. Mountains represent problems. You are going to pray like this. Say, every mountain
of problems
before me.
Fade away.
Of faith is fear. Let's look at what is faith. Faith is the ruling force in the whole universe. Without faith, no one can see the Lord. Even a child, a baby, if that baby does not have faith that he can walk, the baby will sit down there. Praise the Lord. If that child is afraid and he doesn't have faith that they used to walk, you can be there for 3 years. Praise the Lord. So it's the ruling force in the whole universe. Amen. So you have to exercise it. Amen. You have to actualize that faith. Faith without work, the Bible says, is dead. Faith shows the quality of who you are in God. It shows the quality of who you are in God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So having faith in God will mesmerize your enemies. That's just it. Having God's kind of faith, you will rule your world. Praise the Lord. Because what is difficult for others, you get it. Maybe I shared it before, that brother. He prayed to the Lord and the Lord said, go to so complete, your work is there. He just went there and he filled the form. So they don't see that because the man happened to be a very big man in the office, I think the CEO. They said, you have a former have our formal appointment? He said no. But how? He said yes. He said, I just want to see him. The man was coming, going and went for meeting. So after some time, the key now said, somebody has been waiting for you since, sir. He said, did he send you? He said, where is the form? However, I called him in, and he said, he greeted him and said, my father sent me to you. He said, who is your father? Who is your father? He said, the King of Kings sent me to you. My father sent me to you. That one thought maybe one of those, maybe Jews or so. So when he now said, he said, I should give you this, that my job is here. Just like that, the man looked at him and said, who is your father? He said, the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings. The man was arrested. He said, excuse me, he said, kindly just wait, I'm coming. But it just happened that there was a vacant position which somebody has just left that company and they were looking for somebody, just like maybe yesterday or 2 days to that time. That was how I said, okay, you are a Christian. I say, I'm a child of God. He said, can I have your resume? Can I have it? And he looked at it. He said, okay. I think, he said, instantly started conducting interview for the man. And that was how he got the job. That was how the job was given to him. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can hear God very well, then you take action. Straight. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I don't know what you are expecting from the Lord. The Lord of hosts will give it to you on the platform of gold. Yeah. He does not take God a second. He can remove. He removed kings because of his children. And his children possess the land. Praise the Lord. He can remove as many because of just one person. After all, he wasted everyone in Sodom and Gomorrah. He wasted them and make sure Lot was saved. Because of you, God will do the unusual. Because of you, I said, God will do the unusual. In the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. The louder hallelujah. So beloved, faith is the wheel or vehicle of your destiny. It's the wheel. Yeah, it's that wheel of the vehicle of your destiny to propel you to the place of your fulfillment. You have to exercise your faith to get there. On the other hand, fear. What's a fear? Fear is a spirit who is a monster, is a killer, is a robber and a porter of testimonies. Once fear enters, faith jumps out through the window of the mind. Praise the Lord. Fear paralyzes one's faith. Amen. And before you know what is happening, he will drag his twin brother or twin sister, as you may call him. What is that twin brother? Worry. Praise the Lord. Worry. The Bible calls this worry and anxiety. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. The Bible talks about worry here. Jesus admonishes us not to worry. Matthew 6, 25. Can we turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6 very quickly? Matthew 6, 25. It's long. If you are listening to me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Okay. Matthew 6, verse 25. I read. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Verse 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Verse 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? Verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all this. Is it in your Bible, beloved?
Yes.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So what can we gather from here? Worry is a bad and terrible spirit. Once you allow fear, it will drag the other sister and they will begin to operate on somebody's life. Worry is a bad what? Bad and terrible spirit. Worry has succeeded in ruining many lives and is still in process. In fact, many people die not because of that sickness, but the worry and fear. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, all things are possible for those that believe. There is no prayer of the saints that is lost before God. It is just at his own time. Shout hallelujah. And if there's any power that is delaying your miracle, that power shall be disgraced today. You shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. As I've said, your problem is not new to God. Your faith, beloved, must be tested. That's where we are going. Your faith has to be tested for God to really know that you belong to him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Abraham's faith was tested. God counted as righteousness unto him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we have reasons why we should not worry according to the word of God? In that Matthew 6 which you read? Because life is more than meat. Hello, somebody. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Body is more than raiment. Body is the temple of God. Amen. God wants to live in your body. Your body is his own temple. Therefore, anything defiling the temple of God can catch fire today.
Amen.
Another thing we can get from that verse which you read, man is greater than materials. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man is greater than fowls whom God feed without labor. Another point is that worry cannot change body or anything. In fact, it aggravates problems. Every problem aggravated by worry today shall expire.
Amen.
Man is better than plants that do not worry about clothing. Another fact is that God's providence is overall on creation, not only birds or plants that never buy, sell, or manufacture or labor. All your labor that you have labored here, in the name of Jesus, it is time for you to reap.
Amen.
You shall reap one of them. Amen. You shall not labor us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Worry is useless and sinful and must not be tolerated as a child of God. Therefore, believers are admonished to quit worry. You are advised to quit worrying. Amen. So that the enemy has taught some people to worry back. Amen. Amen. It's a disgrace upon your Creator. You are telling the Lord you can't do it, that you are not there. That means you don't even know your God and you don't know the ability of your God. God is able to do all things.
Amen.
Let somebody pray this prayer. Say, Father,
Father,
you are the Lord God,
that
doeth hard things.
You are the Lord God
that doeth hard things. Answer my prayer by fire. Answer my prayer. Give me my heart desire. You are able to do all things. Say that prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So God says we should quit worry. We should quit everything. We should quit doubt. Why? Because it is sinful and it produces fear. You have to quit worry and all this fear because it is a disease. It can cause somebody to fall sick. Disease means, this means against. Is anything that is against your comfort. Anything that is working against anyone's comfort here, I curse you with the curse of the Lord. I curse you with the curse of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You see, you must quit this fear that has associated itself with worry, because when you have it, God forbid, it is borrowing trouble that cannot be paid back. It is brooding over what will not happen. Most of the times, what you are brooding over doesn't happen. But it will have succeeded in harming us, because high blood pressure and other sickness will have begun to come up. Praise the Lord. Every sickness caused by worry here, you shall expire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All this thing is just somebody creating trouble, misery, and death. It is a burden borrowed from tomorrow and others who should carry it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. is a weight that kills prematurely. Praise the Lord. It's mental and physical suicide. Worry is a grave digger that has no sympathy. So it is needless. It's needless. It's wasting. It's just wasting time. Needless time that you should have spent on worthwhile things while you are getting yourself stuck up and getting worried. And also, it's a disgrace to God Almighty. It's a disgrace to God, and you should not be ever indulging by Christians. Anxiety over what is nothing today, and less tomorrow in fear of it. That is worry. Somebody is just anticipating trouble, which seldom comes to those who trust God. What are we talking about? When somebody is worrying, he's just living like an orphan without a heavenly father. That person has turned himself to become an orphan without an heavenly father. When your heavenly father is there for you, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Having worry is mental cruelty to yourself and others. Because you put others in trouble. When you fall sick, everybody begins to run up and down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is foolishness. For whatever is going to happen cannot be stopped by worrying. And if it doesn't happen, there is nothing to worry about. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, what God is telling us this morning is in Hebrews 11:6. Whosoever comes to the Lord must believe that what? He is and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. When you look into the whole Bible, there are countless. The books cannot contain the work that Jesus did. In the area of healing, praise the Lord. The area of healing, in the area of deliverance. In fact, that was His ministry. Healing and deliverance and faith, salvation. Praise the Lord. All His disciples too, they received and they also did because they said they will do greater works, which God is even expecting you also to do. Blind Bartimaeus is there in the Bible. He received his sight. Praise the Lord. Because he believed that God can do it. I want you to look at yourself. What is it that you have been praying for? In this 1 second, begin to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. I pause here for you. Yes, talk to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, you are answered.
Amen.
All you need to know, beloved, is to believe. You must know who you believe. 2 Timothy 1:12. After knowing who you are believing, what you need to do? Cast your burden unto Him and leave it there. Leave it there. Let Him settle there. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you get worried after praying, it means you are just taking back the problem. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? When you get worried after you have prayed and done, leave it there. When you begin to worry, it's as if you say, Father, yes, you are taking back the problem again. And God will be looking at you. Praise the Lord. God will have mercy on all of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mark 11:24 says, believe you receive them. When you pray, believe that what you have asked for, you have received them. There is nothing hard for God to do. It's not possible for God to fail you, to fail to give you answer to your request because He loved you more than you love Him too. God loves us more than we love Him. That's why He died for you. That's why He died for me. Praise the Lord. There is no situation or circumstances that should move you as a child of God. You must be controlling situation and circumstances. It has to be under your feet because your Redeemer lives it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God has promised that when you ask, you receive. So anything you ask today, you get it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The ruler cried. He said, Father, help my unbelief. We're still going to pray that prayer again. Amen. So what are the benefits? What are the benefits of somebody when you believe the Lord? He has promised us everlasting life. That's the greatest thing. Praise the Lord. Even here, He promised us your battles becomes God's battle. In that 2 Chronicles 20:20, they were worshipping the Lord. The Lord told His children, they said, your battles are not yours. And they were worshipping the Lord. And what happened? God took over your battle. God is taking over your battles today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The question is, beloved, have you allowed doubt to enter into your life? He said, the devil is a thief. I want you to know that. God wants your heart. The devil too is striving to get people's heart into his kingdom, but he shall fail.
Amen.
I said he shall fail.
Amen.
He shall fail in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have peace with the Lord. He has focused as the Prince of Peace. In any situation, the peace of the Lord will be there. He made himself poor, that through his poverty you'll be rich. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will open doors to you. Open doors of mercy, favor. Look at it. As you're sitting down here, we thank the Lord. Some people are right there in hospital. And they're spending a lot of money, yet they're not receiving their healing. We are receiving everything in free. If only we can believe, there is nothing too hard for God to do. I want to thank God for the Lord. Look at the testimonies you have been hearing. So this message is just a backup of confirmation of what happened this morning. Look at the people. So you are going to be the next person to give the testimony.
Amen.
If you are the next person to give the testimony, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I said your faith will be tested. Oh, yes. The disciple faith was tested. Close your eyes and pray like this. Say,
my Father.
Open your good treasures unto me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your faith will be tested, and I pray that you will pass.
Amen.
You pass that test.
Amen.
And every test you have been going through before now, they shall be converted to testimonies.
Amen.
Your scar shall turn to stars.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is rolling away somebody's worry today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, what you are asking God, God is even ready to give you double.
Amen.
I pray for you. You are just saying, dragging him, and I can see you there. When it happens, you will come and give testimony. And it's going to happen sooner than we think, to the glory of God the Father. The disciples' faith were tested before the roundup. Peter was crucified headlong. Before that time, Peter, what did he say? He said, no, Lord, I can't. He said, no, I can't. I won't deny you. But Jesus said before, three times, cock crew, you deny me, it happens. But he went, he repented. Praise the Lord. The same Peter was crucified, headlock. He said, I'm not qualified to be crucified like my Jesus. Praise the Lord. Paul too was beheaded. He was beheaded. Andrew was crucified in transverse cross. His own cross was like this. Praise the Lord. Thomas was killed with spear. Matthias was stoned. After that, they beheaded him. Luke was dragged in Greece and was hung on an olive tree. Simon too was crucified in Mauritania. Amen. What about Philip too was crucified in Heliopolis. Mark was dragged to pieces and the flesh cut into pieces. Praise the Lord. Bartholomew too was martyred in America and James was boiled in an oil. They all passed. So what are we talking about? All these ones has paid for us. Jesus has paid for us. The disciples, no wonder, 120 of them turned the whole world upside down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong. See, whatever you are passing through now is just temporary. The time is no long. It's no long again. God sees what we are passing through as Christians. He knows. He knows. That's why he said, if the days has to be shortened, all we need to do is to make sure we walk our salvation with fear and with trembling. Others can do something, you cannot. You are different. They can do it. They can do it. You are in the world, but not of the world. That's why you are the light. You have to shine into that darkness. I tell you, the whole world is in gross darkness already. The prophecy is already unfolded. Things that are not supposed to happen are happening. It's a signal that we just have to hold on to faith. You hold on to faith and stand. Amen. God knows your end. He knows everything. And once he sees your heart that you stand for him, God too will not disappoint you.
Amen.
Close your eyes and begin to pray to the Lord. Are you here? You have not given your life to Jesus? Fear is just to intimidate you. Refuse to be intimidated. God is still in the business of healing. He heals, he saves, he protects, he guides. We shall soon go home after completing the assignment here to the glory of God. In that place, there is nothing like fear. There's nothing like worrying. Everything is done, is prepared for us. When we will be there and reign and rule with him eternally. The Christians, the saints are going to be to church on that day. You won't lose your crown, I won't lose my crown. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say any problem. On assignment to kill me. I kill you now. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Any problem on assignment to kill me. You are a liar. I kill you now. Kill that problem. I kill you. You have been praying and praying and praying and praying. I kill you now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say pass. In my prayers. This is your burial ground. Die now. Die now. God is walking my prayers. Die now. In Jesus' mighty name. Say pass. Insulting my God. Receive the slap of wrath. Die. Slap him. That is fucking my God. Receive the slap of God today. Fucking my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every roadblock. Against my breakthrough. Before 24 hours. Collapse. Say powers, giving my enemy confidence. Die together with my enemy. Whatever power that is giving all my enemies confidence over me, over my children, both of you die together today. Die together in the name of Jesus.
Die together,
we pray. Terminators of good things
in my life.
Terminators of good things assigned to my life. I bind you. Die. I will terminators of good things. I bind you. I wish you. Thank you, Jesus. As well, free of charge. Every gadget of financial frustration, I set to ablaze. Catch fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Raise your hands up and say, favor of God, goodness of God, mercy of God, from every quarter. Locate me, favor, abundant favor, grace of God, mercy. that point. The Lord just put it down. He said, powers of my father's house, of my mother's house, of my in-laws' house, assigned to frustrate me in this place. Wherever you are, die, die, die. Thank God, because God has answered those prayer points you are praying. Yes, we shall hear you someday. Father, I want anyone to die, shall die in your place. Father, I want to be frustrated to come back home naked. They shall die, they shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Nakedness is not your portion. Yes, so you will labor here and you shall reap. You have good need to show forth for it. In the name of Jesus, you shall not labor us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we be seated, beloved? Our Father, my Lord, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory and honor be to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What you need to do, give your life to Jesus. Genuine repentance. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Yes, Lord. Of every sin of doubt. And ask Him to put you back on track. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Keep on looking unto Jesus, focusing on Him. Ask God for grace. We need grace every day. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Grace to remain focused.
And
continue to be on the fire
your
and it shall be well with you.
Amen.
If this is if you